Winter weather also dealing a major setback in efforts to get Americans vaccinated.
It is causing serious delays in the vaccine supply chain that are being felt across the country. Appointments for first and second doses are being canceled and rescheduled, making an already complicated process even more stressful for millions. New York City, which should have received a vaccine shipment days ago, isn't expecting one now until Sunday. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live for us with an update on the situation there and across the country tonight. Tom.
That's right, Marty. And officials here in New York are encouraging people to double up on masks per the latest CDC guidelines as winter weather continues to disrupt vaccine distribution nationwide.
The FedEx hub in Memphis, Tennessee. Planes on the ground being de-iced and rerouted, but still delayed as anxious Americans wait for their shots.
Because of the nationwide weather situation, less because of what's going on in New Jersey right now, we know there are going to be supply chain issues.
There are, and from coast to coast, no matter the weather where you live, this winter storm is affecting the availability of the COVID vaccine.
Right now, we have a two and a half day delay.
The mayor of Los Angeles announcing over Twitter that appointments for tomorrow's shots are being postponed.
We don't have a bunch of doses just lying around, right? The supply is extremely limited.
Chicago's health department telling News Nation it received just a fraction of the 17,000 doses it was expecting from Pfizer this week and none from Moderna, forcing thousands of appointments to be canceled. In Virginia, News Nation affiliate WRIC reports 107,000 doses delayed by the weather. Some seniors worry about waiting for their second shots.
It's very concerning, you know, to worry about having to get your second COVID vaccine.
Prompting a reminder that it's okay to be a few days off, even a few weeks.
That dosing interval, it does not need to be exact. It's not 21 days only or 28 days only. There's a window of up to 42 days that the CDC has recommended.
And from the White House tonight comes word that the backlog, weather-related, has left about 6 million doses still in the pipeline, some beginning to ship tonight, the rest expected to go out next week. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.